And joining us at our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, our favorite documentarian from WQED, it is the Rick Seeback, and reinventing himself once again. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, I think from now on I'd like to call every show I do a hodgepodge, because then you can put in anything.
Well, and yeah. You've done that so well, even pre-pandemic, when you went back, for instance, 30 years ago and got footage you didn't use from Kennywood Memories.
Yes.
People love that stuff. And what's more, you call it health food for your eyes, the stuff you do for the holidays, because people, we need it now more than ever.
Exactly. And, you know, I tried to not sugarcoat it. I mean, I talk about the fact that, you know, don't wait till Christmas Eve to go shop in the strip this year. You know, go early. Wear a mask. Order in advance if you can. You know, there's a lot of things you got to change. Yeah. We can still have a happy holiday, but, you know, you got to be careful.
So, yeah, I mean, your specials, your features are wonderful. And they're just, you know, I've learned, you know, everybody who's watched them has learned so much about our region. They're wonderful.
Well, me too. I mean, I say that's one of the best things about my job is, you know, I don't know this stuff in advance. Because it's my job, I get to go do the research and find things out. And then I get to share them with people. And it's pretty ideal.
Well, the last series that we talked to you about was your Nebby series. Is that over, or is there more Nebbiness to come in the future?
No. I think Nebby is done. Actually, you know, we promised a DVD, which is now in process. It was held up by 1,000 things, including the pandemic for a long time, and just availability of people to do the work and stuff like that. But it's actually at the duplicator as we speak. There's a chance you might get one for Christmas, but I don't want to say that because I don't know all the things. But, you know, we did 8 shows. We promised 7, but because I fell and ruptured my quadriceps tendon, I, you know, ended up doing a couple of shows that I didn't expect to do using old footage. You know, when you have a nice interview with Fred Rogers, like a 4-hour interview with Fred Rogers, there's stuff that's never been seen. And actually, we're talking about maybe doing something with Josie Carey, who I also interviewed at that time when I was doing my show called Our Neighbor Fred Rogers.
Wow, with your experience with that injury, you might be doing a medical history of Pittsburgh series coming up here. Your Ho 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 Healthy Holidays Hodgepodge airs Sunday at noon on WQED. What can people expect from some of the old footage?
Well, I mentioned Josie Carey, and, you know, this is, I knew Josie, and she actually gave me my first job in TV in the mid-70s when she was working in South Carolina and I was going to school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. My mother sent me a little article out of the paper that said Josie was doing this, and I wrote her a letter, and that's how I got a summer internship with Josie Carey. And she did a show. I can't figure out if it's 58 or 59, called Josie's Holiday. And Josie wrote lyrics and Fred Rogers wrote music. And they wrote a Christmas song called I Know It's Time for Christmas. And I've always loved it. My mom had the sheet music, I remember, when I was a little kid, and we would sing it. So we include that. We include a lot of clips from my program from 2002, called Happy Holidays in Pittsburgh. I've called on a couple of friends to do songs and recipes, and, you know, the show's an hour long, so we got to have some fun. And it's a hodgepodge.
We're with Rick Seeback from WQED. Curious, Rick, going through this experience and being a storyteller like you are, do you foresee doing something specific to the COVID pandemic in the future?
Not necessarily, but I mean, there's no question this is going to be a marker in our lives. And that's why when, you know, if I'm out somewhere and someone said, can I take a picture? I would say, yeah, but let's leave our masks on because that'll let everybody know when this picture was taken. you know, we hope that, you know, all this good news about vaccines will mean that 2021 is a little brighter than 2020 has been. But, you know, I don't know that I'm thinking about a show about it, but, you know, that's a possibility. I never exclude anything. You know, there are topics that I never expect to cover that end up being some of my favorites. I just think of retaining walls, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't until someone mentioned retaining walls that I thought, like, wow, we are the city of retaining walls.
really?
Yeah, retaining walls and staircases that turn into roads and roads that turn into staircases that go nowhere down a cliff. I mean,
exactly. Actually, one of my cameramen, he and his daughter go out to walk the stairs as a COVID exercise. And they go all over the South Side and stuff, you know, just to go walk up and down the stairs for exercise. So,
well, I know I've asked you this before.
To the Cathedral of Learning, but the Cathedral of Learning's closed.
So you can't walk up the steps.
Right. So they've been doing the steps on the South Side.
Well, I've asked you this before, but for the benefit of fans, all the great documentaries you've done over the years, what's your favorite?
Oh, come on.
That's like,
they're my children.
Well, I know. And you know what's funny? I asked, and Smokey Robinson has written, performed, or produced 5,000 records. And I asked him the same question. He said, oh, Larry, that's an impossible question. But then he did have a favorite album, and it wasn't his. It was Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. So if you had to pick one or two, who asked you about? Maybe it's the opposite. Somebody asked you about, what have you gotten the most feedback on?
Well, it's funny. I mentioned in this show that's going to be on Sunday that Happy Holidays in Pittsburgh, at some point someone said, which one of our local shows has aired on more PBS stations across the country? And there was no contest. It was that one, Happy Holidays in Pittsburgh, was the most viewed in other cities. You know, we offered a version of the show to PBS, and they send it out to their stations, and they can run it, you know, if they wanted to. So this is back in 2002, 2003, probably 2003, we sent that out, and it got great reaction, which was really nice. If you twist my arm, I always say that I love the local shows just because, you know, people can't love a national show the way Pittsburghers love a local show. And I like sometimes to say that my favorite of the non-famous programs is Houses Around Here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you know, we have incredible houses in the Pittsburgh area. And, you know, I think they're still somewhat affordable. You know, we're not a high cost area. And I also say that, you know, of all the shows I've done, I think A Hot Dog Program, which is a national show, may be my favorite. It's A Hot Dog Program and Sandwiches That You Will Like. I love both of those shows a lot.
Now you're making us hungry.
Well, those were two that I was going to mention, too, if you didn't get to them. So,
well,
it's awesome.
Ho, 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 healthy holidays hodgepodge Sunday at noon. WQED, Rick Seaback, the great documentarian. Rick, stay healthy and have a great weekend, and we'll look for your show on Sunday.
Thank you so much. Thanks to both of you, and both of you stay healthy. Be good.
Thank you, Rick.